This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think anyone in the NFL is going to be happy until the Chiefs play a game where every single play, there's a penalty thrown on the Chiefs and there are zero penalties thrown on the other team. And even then, people will be like, well, did you see? Patrick Mahomes gave a little glance to the official once. I'm pretty sure that this game is rigged. That's the only way people are ever going to be happy, is if the NFL turns the Chiefs into the mean machine from The Longest Yard and suddenly Patrick Mahomes is Paul Crewe getting every single flag thrown on him until he finally just darts the ball right into the referee's beanbags. That's the world we have to live in now because everybody's so sensitive. They can't accept the fact that their team's not good enough to beat the Chiefs. So they're going to go in and find a call that they didn't like.
That's just some Chiefs fan yelling about the Chiefs.
Are we in delay right now? I mean, is your hand on the button?
I don't even know if it works.
So I shouldn't say what I'd like to say?
Listen, there's something very funny about...
First word, go. Third word,
yourself.
No. Okay, go ahead. Move on.
Something very funny about a person saying, everyone's so sensitive. That's why I'm here on camera complaining about people complaining.
Yeah.
There's a Chiefs fan. Complaining people are sensitive.
Hey, Bills got away with one the other night. I mean, Mac Hollins should have been called for offense passer, but they missed a face mask against Ty Johnson. And I think, what was I? I was watching one of the plays back last night, and I think they missed another. Somebody face masked Rousseau on one of the defensive plays. I don't remember which play it was. I remember watching the replay last night on the TV show thinking, hey, I think that guy face masked Rousseau.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Chiefs suck.
Listen, penalties did not become a story of that game.
No, of course not.
So they let a lot go. There were only 9 calls total in the whole football game.
Okay.
Right. The alternative is Bills Jets on Monday night, which was one of the worst football games I've ever seen.
No. Yeah. How you boys doing?
Good. Howard's here. He's going to pick the Bills in a minute. We could talk about the game. We could talk about, you know, the AFC picture.
I feel pressure, though. We're in Lindy's spot.
Yeah, they're out west.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about the power play or the penalty kill or...
I mean...
No? Okay.
I don't think you need to.
They're doing just fine.
Not after
so,
Saturday.
I know we're here to talk about the Bills. I know the Bills beat the Chiefs. Yeah. Whatever. One seed. Whatever. But let's talk about the really important stuff. How'd you do at the chili cook-off? I saw your tweet.
We're going to have to go back and watch the film.
Oh, really?
You know, get a look at the film.
I think they tried some new stuff. I don't know if the coaching staff is going to want to...
Not so good, huh?
Yeah.
If you say... Got to go back and look at the film. That usually means it was a bad day.
He didn't say burn the tape, though.
No,
that's
quite
a bad day. No, that's right.
I did not
burn the chili.
I did not win the family chili kickoff. Hey, listen, it's just an honor to continue to be a part of it. I will say, while I did not win the voting, I did take a picture of all the crock pots next to each other at the time the voting closed.
Yeah.
And mine was the emptiest. Hashtag people's champ. That's the people's champ right there.
I believe so. If yours was the emptiest, it means yours is the one everybody wanted more from.
Were all the crock pots the same size, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course. My father.
Mine was the emptiest. He put out a little bowl with barely just a taste each.
In true family fashion, my father-in-law won, and during the ceremony of handing the trophy from one to the next, it fell on the ground and broke.
Oh, wow.
No.
Come on.
Great moments.
Broke enough to where there'll be a new trophy now, or are we going to repair the old one?
We're talking about going with the jacket.
Yeah. Are you now going into R&D to try and figure out how to tweak the recipe for next year?
Listen, you just trust the process, baby. You know, right. we're gonna learn from it. We're gonna get better every day, and you know, we'll be back.
There's always next year.
Listen, I'm like Tomlin. I already have a win, so you can't question whether or not I can.
Okay.
Harbaugh, Tomlin, all the McCarthy. I could be Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, but people
these guys have Super Bowls.
People were using the D word about you, the dynasty.
Dynasty.
Like they were talking about a dynasty in the making here.
Yeah, well, we thought we might be. Nothing happened. Anyway,
took a little step back.
Bills Chiefs.
That was fun.
Yeah,
that was fun. Heck of a game. Terrific win. Really terrific win.
How stressed were you? Was it stress because a loss wouldn't be that big a deal?
No, I was pretty stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little more stressed than I thought. Well, I can't stand the Chiefs. Nobody likes the Chiefs. The Chiefs are Tom Brady and the Patriots. Everybody hates the Chiefs now. They were a really cool story, right? I rooted for them when they won that first Super Bowl. And I think I rooted for them when they won their second Super Bowl. But after that, it's tired. So I was a little more stressed than I thought I was going to be. Because, I never thought we'd be sitting here after 11 games and talking about the Bills in the one seed race and looking at the schedules of the other teams. I just didn't think this team was good enough to do that. So with that much on the table and wanting to beat the Chiefs, yeah, I was stressed. How were you guys?
Was I stressed? I was stressed. Yeah, no, I was. I was looking up the line to see if I could bet the Chiefs, maybe. Like if they
Emotional hedge
a little bit when they scored a touchdown because they moved down the field with such ease drive in the fourth quarter.
That was coming. How many times have we seen that?
I even
tweeted it out.
Yeah.
This is where Mahomes goes right down the field. When you get that touchdown to get a two-possession game and you think, we're going to beat these guys, that's when he goes right down the field.
It was very much just a here-we-go type of moment.
Yeah.
And there are a couple different moments on that drive where it's like, oh, don't end it here. Even the fourth down, sure, there's anxiety there because he gets it, and it ends up being a 9-point win. If he does not, it is like everyone assumes they would have lost the game, I think, if they don't get that first down. If Chris Jones, who I saw some breakdown, like he went inside and kind of opened up that lane for Allen, if he doesn't do that and he stays where he was and Allen can't run, then what happens? Do they get the first? Because now, again, the Chiefs have like a minute plus to go and they just need a field goal.
And that's the thing, too. If you go back and watch that play, Torrance did a nice job, actually, trying to remember who. Oh, it would have been
Torrance did help push him inside.
Vandermark. He pushed Karlaftis wide.
Yeah.
But then there were a couple of Chiefs defenders. As Josh starts to run before he hits the line of scrimmage, there are two Chiefs defenders who could have closed on him, but they couldn't leave the guys they were covering.
Right.
Because you never know with Josh Allen, right? He might throw the ball at the very last possible second.
Mm-hmm.
So that kept the lane open because those guys had to stay with their receivers. That was an amazing play. There were definitely some obscenities that were flying out when he hit the end zone. But yeah, no, big win. Big win because we're talking about the one seed now.
Yeah. We were talking about this earlier too. What is the greatest moment in the stadium's history? Because there were a couple people that wanted to nominate
play
that.
Yeah.
Single moment.
Honestly, I don't have an answer for you because we were discussing this. Bove brought this up about that Josh play being in the time he's covered the Bills. He said it's the most amazing moment he's seen at that stadium. So, I'm going back to the 90s, obviously. I can think of games. I can't think of a signature
play.
Moment. Yeah. Like the 51-3 was a blowout. You know, there was an interception return. Carlton Bailey had an interception return against Denver in the AFC Championship. That's a singular moment probably because I think
that's
won 10-7.
Right?
Yeah, that was a huge play. So I'm sure I'm missing something, fellas. So the older Bills fans that are listening, feel free to tweet at me and let me know what singular play, like an iconic. I mean, the Kelly run against Miami was on the road.
Right.
That wasn't at the stadium in 89. So I got to think about that one. I don't really have a moment. If the stadium was full, it would have been the Taron Johnson pick six.
Mm-hmm.
But there were 6,000 people in the building for that game.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have nothing pops to my head from other than Carlton Bailey's pick six.
Honorable mention to the kick to win it for the Browns when they won it 6-3.
I got a text. Now I wasn't in the building for this, but the Hines kickoff against New England.
Yeah.
After the DeMar Hamlin game,
yeah,
which was that's Hollywood. So yeah, I do. I need to think about that a little bit more. I mean, I got games. I just don't know of a singular play. I mean, there was the game-winning kick in the comeback game.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
Christie hits the field goal and the place goes bonkers. So anyway,
well, let's
what are
get
you guys
to,
thinking
for
one
pick,
seed?
Pick the Bills.
One seed chances.
I think they're look at the really Chiefs live. I think they are really live.
Did you look at the last three games of the Chiefs' schedule?
I've looked. They have a stretch even before that. They have three games in 10 days Cleveland, home Houston, at Pittsburgh, and then they finish at Denver.
Who should have just beat them in Kansas City.
Yeah. And they play the Chargers still. I think they could definitely drop two more games and keep this alive.
What we'll do is we'll have you pick the Bills and tell you what the New York Times playoff machine says about the one seed odds with your picks.
Are we considering the Steelers in this discussion? We can't,
I think you have to mention them, but they're 8-2 because they actually have a real quarterback now.
Yeah, but they still had no touchdowns the other day and won. They had six field goals and won the football game.
That is, even Tomlin said it. He got asked if I told you before that game you weren't going to score a touchdown and win the football game, and his answer was Ravens Steelers. That defense, they know how to stop Lamar Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, he was terrible.
Just they stop every time they play Lamar Jackson. He's not Lamar Jackson. He's standing back there all the time in the world. They're almost daring him to scramble. There's nobody open. They know they're going to keep him under 20 points every time they play him.
Did you see Scott Pianowski's tweet about the last eight games in that series, the scores of the last eight Steelers-Ravens games?
Yeah.
I think one time somebody hit 20 points.
Nobody has scored more than 20.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
All right, let's get to Howard Picks the Bills. It is time. We have one, two, three, four, six games remaining. Current Bills are 42% to get the one seed. Let's see where they are after Howard Picks.
A tradition unlike any other.
When they throw the ball to Curtis Samuel, there must be a memo that said you can only throw to him at or behind the line of scrimmage. Why is he here?
It's time for Howard to pick the Bills!
Their average margin of victory this season is 6 points. They have one win by 10 points. Their biggest blowout is 13 points. I cannot pick Kansas City. So I'm going to say the Bills will win, assuming one or both of Cooper and Kincaid will be available.
Allen has to throw it wide open. It's Samuel scampering to the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right. So we're at the bye week, of course.
How about that Curtis Samuel, by the way?
Who you want to call out next so they can have a good game, too?
We settled with Tyler Bass to stop missing extra points. Do you know if he misses one more extra point this season, that equals the grand total of PATs he missed his first 4 years?
Wow.
He's missed four. He had five misses his entire career before this season. Anyway.
Back from the bye, Bills-Niners.
The Bills have never lost the first game out of the bye in the Sean McDermott era. They are 7-0. But I have a question for both of you. Would you please explain the 49ers to me?
Oh, Shanahan's a fraud. Total fraud.
Is he serious? Or
can't
is he being
deal
sarcastic?
With injuries.
You're not being serious, are you?
Chuck Pagano, same win percentage. I'm mostly kidding.
Okay.
Half kidding.
Because I don't understand San Francisco. I really have no idea how they lose some of the games they lose.
I think they lost this last game because they lost Nick Bosa. The second he went out, they couldn't get a pass rush, and Geno Smith immediately drove them down for two touchdowns.
Kittle didn't play, right?
And Kittle, I mean, that really is the answer, right? The Niners are kind of like, who's been the team for this? The Chargers? Every year, it's guys, Chargers just get injuries. Every year. That's the Niners now. This is going to be three seasons with Shanahan that have just imploded because everybody gets hurt.
I will take the Bills to continue the Sean McDermott after the bye streak and go.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8-0 in his tenure.
So that means 10-2.
10-2.
And heading out west to play the Rams. Another 4:25 kickoff. The next three games are not in the 1 o'clock window, and then they finish with three in the 1 o'clock window. But Bills at Rams.
Should I be worried about the Rams, fellas? What are your thoughts on the Rams? They looked really good. I mean, it's New England, but still, they looked really good offensively anyway.
The one thing about the Rams is the Bills have the corners to play with them.
Right.
Yeah.
The Patriots have Christian Gonzalez as their one really good corner.
Yeah.
And I saw a breakdown that they don't have him travel with one receiver if they feel that the other team has two good receivers.
Well, and the Rams
did. And basically, whoever he was not covering lit up the Patriots. Yeah. So I think the Bills have the corners to cover Kupp, Puka, whatever. Like, I think they'll be okay. The Rams might get their points. I think I have a little healthy respect for the Rams, but yeah, at the same time, you know, it's Howard picks the Bills.
Well, we have to cross off the Trey White revenge game as a motivating factor for the Rams, so I will take the Bills to beat Los Angeles.
Bills win. Coming back, 4:25, Bills at Lions.
They scored 52 points the other day.
They did.
They have their longest win streak in 90 years. And shouldn't Jared Goff be in the MVP discussion?
Probably.
He shows up for work, completes 80% of his passes, throws multiple touchdowns. They put up 30 points, 40 points, and they win.
Mm-hmm. He has 20 touchdowns and 9 picks.
I didn't know he had that many picks, actually. I thought he would have had fewer.
He did throw 5 in a game last
week. That's right. And they won.
Yeah.
I will take the Lions in this game. I feel like they are an unstoppable machine right now.
Bills, Patriots.
I'm just going to say, if you look at the schedule and you try and figure out if there's one game left where you kind of go, oh, dear God, how did they lose that game? It's one of the Patriot games, obviously. They're not losing to the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, Mr. White, Drake May looks good. I'm just saying. He's better than Mac Jones, and the Bills lost to Mac Jones one time, mm-hmm, who led a game-winning drive against them. I will take the Bills. I'm just saying. I will take the Bills to beat the Patriots, though.
All right. Good news is the Patriots coach is not good.
Yeah. Well, and the Bills obviously are clearly the better team, but mm-hmm, they may have found a quarterback who can actually make plays for them.
Bills win home against the Patriots.
Yeah.
Home Jets.
Yeah, I mean, even as bad as the Jets' history has been, longtime reporters who've covered this team forever are saying this is the most disappointing, embarrassing season in Jets history, which really says a lot based on the history of that franchise. Bills will beat the Jets.
And then to close the season,
this is the game that would make me nervous if stuff's on the line.
Bills at Patriots.
But I think the Bills will win.
Okay. If that schedule plays out, the Bills have a 74% chance to get the one seed, according to the New York Times playoff machine.
Thought it would have been a little higher, actually.
74%.
I mean, they'd be 14-3.
I didn't pick any Chiefs games.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You need the Chiefs to lose twice.
They got
to
lose two games.
Yep, they have to lose twice.
Not happening in their next two games, Carolina and Vegas.
Check. Are we sure the Steelers are going to get their losses?
Steelers play
the Browns this week.
Look at. And then at Cincy, they could lose to Joe Burrow.
They could definitely lose to Cincinnati.
And then the Browns. But after that, look what happens after that. At Philly, at Baltimore, home Kansas City, home Cincinnati to close the season.
Yeah, it's a pretty tough stretch.
That's very tough. And they just have to lose
one to fall out of the...
I think they'll get enough losses.
Well, depending on who's got the best conference record, right? If it came down to the Bills and the Steelers.
Right.
They should lose at least two of those games.
Yeah.
So it really comes down to whether Kansas City loses two more games somewhere.
I would predict they will lose two of those.
Somewhere, you would think in that last few, I could definitely see them losing in Denver.
I think they could lose to the Chargers. I know they'd be home in that game, but the Chargers look good. I
don't think they lose at home to Houston.
But there's four games there to me. It's Chargers, Texans, Steelers, Broncos. Yeah. That's the four-game stretch.
Right.
I need them to lose two of those.
Yeah.
I think that's realistic.
All right.
Well, we've done our job.
Don't have to pick the playoffs yet.
I was wondering when you guys were going to crank that up.
You know, I did plug into your picks into the ESPN playoff machine, but I don't have the other teams picked. I could do it based on like who would be favored.
Now, Joe, didn't you?
Just do that, though, the Chiefs are just going to finish 16-1, and then you'll get Bills Broncos.
I saw. Oh, oof. Denver's tough. That's
another point here. If the two seed,
yeah,
you're
in a tough seven.
You're not avoiding Mason Rudolph by getting the one.
Right.
You're avoiding what I think is a much better seven seed. The 5, 6, and 7 in the AFC look better than the last couple of years.
Well, right. Are we anticipating the 5 is going to be the number 2 team in the AFC North? The Chargers are the 6, which leaves Denver probably or Miami, Cincinnati, Indy.
Yeah.
I think Denver.
I think it's going to be Denver.
Yeah,
Chargers could be the 5.
Yes, they could.
Yeah.
Who would be the biggest possible pushover for the 7?
Colts.
Miami.
Colts.
For the Bills specifically.
I would still always worry about Hill and Tua and everything.
Right.
But I would say the Colts. I really wouldn't worry about Anthony Richardson beating the Bills in a playoff game.
No, me neither.
Here. But did I see? I saw a tweet. I don't know if it was you, Joe, or not.
Hmm.
It's possible the Bills could clinch the division against San Francisco.
No, I saw that. I saw Sal.
Sal's tweet.
Someone pointed out to Sal yesterday, and the last I saw this was that Sal checked the math on it, and he thinks that it's right. He believes he has it right. That the Bills could have the division clinched before they play the Niners.
Wow.
That the Dolphins would have to lose. They would have to lose the Patriots, but that could happen.
It's doable.
They'd have to lose to New England, and then you need the Jets to lose to whoever they play next. And there's a scenario the Bills, could clinch the AFC East before they play football again.
I thought their magic number was 2.
Maybe it's Miami then losing 2 more games.
Oh, right, because the Bills will play Sunday night. That's right.
Miami will have two games. They could have clinched
by the time they play.
Right, okay, here it is.
The next two games.
The Dolphins would have to lose to New England and then lose to the Packers, which is next week, Thursday night football.
It's both very doable.
Wait, that's Thanksgiving. That's the Thanksgiving night game, Packers-Dolphins. And then you need the Jets to go out and lose to the Seahawks. And then the Bills clinch.
It's not far-fetched.
No.
All right.
What else? What else going on? Anything?
Anything new in the world, boys? You guys are doing all right? What's new on the front with the kids?
Anything exciting
happening?
No.
All's good?
Yeah.
Christmas shopping done?
Getting started.
We both have our lights up.
Yeah, I have Christmas lights up already.
Really?
Yeah, I know. It was nice on Saturday, and I thought, I'm going to do this now.
Yeah, do it now while it's like 50 degrees out.
I said that to my wife, whatever day last week when we had 50, 60 degrees, I said, do you want to put lights up? She said, no, it's too early. I said, yeah, but it's warm out.
Yep.
And then she'll turn to me when it's 30 and flurrying and go, can we put the lights up?
Put them up and just don't turn them on yet.
That's what I told her.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't put them up.
Hmm.
I'm the sucker that goes out when it's cold and you can't feel your fingers when you're hanging the stupid thing icicles over the gutter.
Yeah. We've got like the fully customizable lights around the house now that you can make any color through an app.
Yeah,
when the Bills won on Sunday, it was like blue, red, and white, you know, flashing
like lighting
back and
up
forth.
The electric tower. That's really cool.
Yeah. You'll enjoy this because when the red light is on, you could dim them. So we did that because in our window, there was like red light coming through, and I texted that picture to my brother, and he sent back the picture of Kramer with the chicken light.
Oh, the chicken, yeah, the Kenny Rogers roasters.
Hit back from it, and the red light coming through. So that's going on.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Always a pleasure to see you, fellas.
Anything else new? No?
Good luck enjoying that Sabres late night game.
Mm. Yeah, we will not be doing that.
And getting up at 4:30 in the morning.
Rosen been called up by the Sabres. He was acquired in which trade? He's the
Ristolainen
trade.
No, yeah, the Reinhardt trade is, if we're keeping track at home, Kulik and Levi.
Okay.
And then Ristolainen is Roseanne. Ristolainen, the one former Sabre that's not like a superstar.
Nobody
left.
He's actually
Reinhardt's like number one in the league in goals again. Eichel's insane.
I've seen some advanced stuff on Risto that he's actually fine now, and that Tortorella saved him. Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
I'm telling you. Yeah.
Just this year?
I didn't think he was
like
savable.
He's totally serviceable for them this year.
Wow.
I mean, whatever.
I saw he's playing like 16 minutes a night. Maybe that's how he saved him. He's like playing him further down the lineup.
It's worth pointing out, like this guy that's coming up for the Sabres tonight, Roseanne, he's not played very much with them at all.
Seven games. And he's averaged 8
minutes. The Ristolainen trade.
Yeah.
7 games. Sabres had all these first-round picks, and we still are just like, Benson went nuclear past all of them immediately,
mm-hmm. yep.
and everybody else is just a non-factor. Really.
Usually it takes 2 years, though, right? Like, on average. For the ones that are good. Yeah. For the ones that are good, Like Kulik's here now.
Kulik's got to be here regularly.
Of the prospects, I've never been excited about Rozan because just this is his fourth season since being drafted. Yeah. Generally, I think you get to year four and you're not in the league yet. I'm not thinking about you anymore.
Yeah.
All right. 803-0550, our phone number. Thanks, Howard. Paul coming up next. He'll talk to us about some of the Sabres moves, what they've done, and of course sending Devin Levi down to Rochester as well. It is Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.